All right. Thank you, Mr. Booth Announcer Man. And hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard the Local Hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation, of course.
Oh, which ones are those?
Well, let me describe them to you.
Okay.
1450 AM KBFI and almost always beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a beautiful day today, and 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat seasonal Sandpoint.
It's pretty sunny.
We have gone from like those pushing, we have set the record for the most 90 degree days in 1 year, and usually don't complain about heat around here, but and I'm not going to. I'm just saying I'm not used to having 30 plus 90 degree days.
No, it was a lot.
It's a lot. And then add in the smoke and it was it was tough. And, you know, we had a number of people from out of town in town visiting us last week or so. And you think it's a coincidence that they leave and now it's blue skies? And
well, do you think it's a coincidence that we had blue skies until they got here?
Yeah, and now they're
back. It was smoky the entire vacation, and now they're leaving.
So
it's nice and sunny again.
All I can say is good for us. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. I'm Bob Witte, by the way, and it is North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day, and it would normally be time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10,
but
we had a really good show, I thought, planned for you today, but our guest host at the last minute had to run out of town to the Spokane airport. So we were going to go do this week's top 10 anyway because it was a good subject. But he requested that we do it next week when he can be the guest host. So what are we going to do? Well, I do on the other days of the week when I have a show and a guest doesn't show up. I'm going to improvise.
Oh, fun.
That's what we're going to do. So
I can sing some. I brought my ukulele.
Keep it in the car.
Okay.
We have, okay, what I do, like in my spare time, is I print out lists of things and fun facts in case a guest doesn't show up.
Sure.
Like, well, I always have this. So we're going to discuss potatoes today.
Oh, fun.
And keeping on the food subject, we'll discuss myths about eggs.
Interesting.
You don't. I think that's very interesting.
I raise a lot of chickens, so I'm curious about these egg myths.
Oh, in fact, there's some. Yeah, there's some stuff that will interest you. Eat this, not that's list of the best and worst beer in America. You and I are going to disagree with a lot of this list.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how they justified their list. We'll talk about 14 products that flopped big time.
Okay.
Kind of a favorite subject of mine. And we'll talk about weird facts about each state.
Okay. That sounds fun.
So we'll be doing that today.
So it's sort of like a top 10 ways to not do a top 10 list show.
That's exactly what it is.
I like it.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do next week, just to plug next week's show. We'll have your brother, Willie.
Okay.
You and Willie grew up here, lived in New live here.
Sure.
And the top 10 things about Sandpoint that have changed since your childhood.
Ah.
And I think most of those are going to fall into the last 2 years.
Yeah, for sure.
I have never seen this little beloved town of ours change so much.
No, for real.
In the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that next week. What today, what's going on? Something else that's happening next week I want to start plugging right now is the Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, which is that big one across the street from the YMCA on Pine Street. They do some – I don't go to this church, but they do some cool things there. And on Thursday, August 26th, they're having their annual free food distribution. Between 11 and 1, they will serve up to 250 families. Current CDC guidelines will be followed, so they want to keep it safe. So stay in your car.
Yeah.
And you just pull up, and they're just going to give you free produce, meat, shelf-stable foods, other nutritious products. As supplies last, there's no appointment necessary. There's going to be no questions asked, no identification required, or, you know, you have to apply or anything like that. It's just free food. So tell anybody who may need this. It's the mobile market brought to you by Second Harvest, which is predictable. Free food distribution, Christ Our Redeemer, Lutheran Church, 1900 Pine Street, next Thursday, August 26th from 11 until 1.
I remember when they did this last year, and it was a very big deal. It was highly successful.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the pandemic here, and so many people were struggling. So, What else is going on? Well, of course, the Bonner County Fair. You couldn't ask for better weather for the fair. I mean, this is, you know, usually it's this week and it's pretty hot, you know, outside. So you look for shady places, but it looks absolutely perfect. It starts today, goes through Saturday at the fairgrounds on Boyer. The fair is free to attend. There is a daily park. That's totally fair. There is a daily parking fee of $3 per car, which goes towards scholarships and high school programs. Mm. So they're raising money for a good cause, not trying to make money off of you. So there's a summer nights concert featuring the Copper Mountain Band tonight. There's the Challenge of Champions bull riding on Friday. And, excuse me, Thursday is the concert with the Copper Mountain Band. They'll also be playing at Ponderé Neighbor Days coming up in September. Friday is the Challenge of Champions bull riding, and the Demo Derby is on Saturday. And Wade Brown, who I am strangely related to, puts on the Demolition Derby and will once again, for like the 100th year in a row, be our guest tomorrow. What else is going on? There's music in the park. That's already happened. Never mind. There's Farmer's Market today. That's what I meant to go with in the park. In the park.
Sure.
Farmer's Market, 3 to 5:30 in Farman Park. By the way, speaking of Farman Park, there's another free in the summer concert series a week from tomorrow. So we look forward to that. There's senior bingo tonight for you seniors who want to go to the senior center from 6 to 8:30. Doors open at 5, I assume, for cocktail hour.
Nice.
I don't think so. Cost is just $2 per card there. Food and drink are available. Go to sandpointareaseniors.org for more information or call 263-6860. That's 263-6860. Also this evening, Scotchman Peaks fundraiser at the 219. They're hosting a fundraiser for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness from 7 to 9. There'll be live music outside.
Nice.
Safely. A raffle, merch sales, and a tap takeover by 10 Barrel Brewing.
Oh, I like 10 Barrel.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So it's free and open to the public. It's not free beer, but you know
what I mean.
You can go and
there
just
will be drinks there.
Enjoy the music
right.
and stuff. Let's see. We already mentioned the fair going on. Tomorrow, the winery has a sippin' shop with Red Blend. Meg Turner and the guys. Sippin' shop for Friends of the Panada. It's a fundraiser for one of our favorite nonprofits, the Panada Theater. It's at the Ponderé Winery, 4 to 8 p.m. Support local independent theater. The Panada, come by for a glass of wine and dinner, as a percentage of all proceeds during the event will go to Friends of the Panada Theater.
Nice.
Also that evening at Matchwood Brewing is their Sounds Under the Silo. It's a music series. This sort of week will feature the great Truck Mills. 7 o'clock, and that is also free and open to the public outside.
Nice.
The Spokane to Sandpoint Relay, it's a 2-day, 200-mile relay adventure. Begins at Green Bluff, north of Spokane. Beautiful area, by the way. And finishes at Lake Ponderé. Also a beautiful area, from what I've heard. For more information on that 200-mile relay.
Yeah.
I think you have like 5 or 6 people on a team, and you run for a couple hours, and somebody else takes over. I think it's a run.
Running?
You know how you can find out? And I don't have my laptop again today, second week in a row. SpokaneToSandpoint.com. SpokaneToSandpoint.com. Let's see. The 20th winery music on Friday is Red Blend again.
Wow.
That Red Blend just really blends in at the Ponderé Winery. There, Meg Turner, one of our great, great singer, local singer. She had a great rendition of the national anthem at the festival a couple weeks ago. And Chris Lynch on keyboards and Brian Jacobs on guitar, three longtime talented Sandpoint performers teaming up.
Nice.
With a great night of music. And did I mention it's free and open to the public?
Oh, yeah, you're doing.
It is. Matchwood Brewing on Friday has, let's see, Jackson Roltgen. Don't know him.
No, me neither.
So you can go to matchwoodbrewing.com, find out more about that. There's the Priest River Sprints on Saturday, all ages and skills. Welcome non-motorized watercraft races on Priest River all day long. So check out the Priest River Chamber of Commerce online and check that out. Nice. Of course, Saturday is the Big Farmers Market. Last week, the Farmers Market and the POAX
The Arts and Crafts Fair.
It was so cool that it's together, you know, and there's... It was really fun.
So wait a dang minute before we start reminiscing.
Yeah.
Is Bright Moments Jazz not playing anywhere this week?
Well, I'm not finished yet. Let's take a look. Local Story Time is happening Saturday. It's called Most Wanted, The Sock Thief. That's happening at the Sandpoint Library Saturday. There is the Sandpoint String Summer Final Performance Festival at the Suzuki String Academy. So that is... free and open to the public.
No way.
Yeah. Saturday, winery music with Kosh, K-O-S-H, from 5 until 8. It says it's their house favorite.
Oh.
Okay. I would have thought that was Bright Moments Jazz.
Me too.
And also, Saturday is Shakespeare in the Park for the 7th year. Lost Horse Press hosts Montana Shakespeare in the Parks at 6 p.m. in Sandpoint's Lakeview Park.
That's fun.
It is free.
Yeah, and open
and open to the public. Gates open at 3. How do they
usually do festivities all day? And like they do little stage shows and stuff, and then the Shakespeare starts at 6.
But it's in Lakeview Park. How do gates open at 3? But anyway. just go by and check that out on Saturday. It's free and open to the public. Matchwood Brewing Saturday.
Yeah, don't say it.
7 to 9 with Bright Moments Jazz.
Such a relief.
Yeah.
Free. I mean, what would they be doing with their lives if they weren't playing this?
They play somewhere every weekend. Every weekend. All the time. It's good, good. They're great
music.
They're
great, yeah.
And that, by the way, is free.
And open to the public.
You got it.
Nice.
219 Lounge, 9 till midnight Saturday with B Radicals.
Hmm.
Okay. One other announcement before we get to our first break. The Angels over Sandpoint are ready to give out school supplies to students in Bonner County. And if your family could use help with school supplies, call Community Action Partnerships at 255-2910. That's 208-255-2910. Sign up by this Friday, August 20th. Families are required to sign up to receive the free supplies. Again, that number, 255-2910. It's a great program that the Angels do every year, and it's free. And
open to the public?
That is correct.
Okay.
And we are kind of free today here on Ricky's Top 10.
Not
and,
open to the public.
Not during... the resurgence of COVID, not open to the public. But we are safely in our little studio, and we are going to take our first break, and then we will come back. Stick around.
Hi, this is Lauren.
And Eve.
With Knutson Chevrolet.
Knutson's summer sell-down is on, and we have lots of Silverados, Equinoxes, Camaros, Tahoes, Suburbans, Colorados, and Blazers on their way.
Can't find quite what you're looking for? Call us, send us an email, or stop on by, and we'll order one just the way you want it.
If something pre-owned fits your budget better, take advantage of our Knutson Summer Sell-Down for our best selection of GM-certified pre-owned vehicles.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership that puts customer service above all else.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Sweet Lou's is the place for summertime dining. Enjoy the patio seating at the Coeur d'Alene location and try the new menu items. There's the refreshing seared ahi salad, spicy shrimp tacos, and the bison burger with Havarti cheese. All so good. And Sweet Lou's is also a great place to work with great pay and health benefits available. Apply online today at sweetlouisidaho.com. On Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
Ponderay's 5th Annual Neighbor Days is Saturday, September 18th, behind the Hoot Owl on Highway 200. Sign up now to be a vendor at this year's event. Entry is free, and a $50 deposit will hold your spot. This family-friendly event will feature a live performance by the Copper Mountain Band, activities, games, and more. For information, contact the City of Ponderay.
Make plans now to be a vendor at Ponderay Days, September 18th. For more information, email klmiller@ponderay.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here on the local hour on a Wednesday. Normally Ricky's top 10, but we're not doing a list today.
No, we're not. We're not doing, we do whatever we want.
Yeah, it's free North Idaho Wednesday day. Today to celebrate the blue skies and the cooler temperature.
Blue skies.
Perfect weather for the Bonner County Fair. And I mentioned it starts today, goes through Saturday. The demo derby, by the way, is sold out from what I understand.
Is that where they like demo?
They demo derby hats. On different sizes.
That's
derby
great.
Hats.
I love my derby hat.
No, they take cars and crash them.
Well, like a demolition
You
derby.
Should do it in your car.
That's a great, I mean, couldn't get any worse.
If you're new to town, for example, and you've never been to a small town fair like this, it's awesome. It's actually huge and very well done. It's at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, like if you're going on your way out to Schweitzer. And if you didn't know what happens there, there's, you know, it's got all the usual fair stuff, the animals and 4-H kid stuff, and a lot of interesting. There's music going on. Also has great food. That's my pro tip to you new people in town, is to go out to the Bonner County Fair for lunch. There's not only some of the best of Sandpoint's food trucks, but there's local organizations who for 75 years have had like fried chicken and things like that. So, yeah, that's my pro tip for today. Go to the fair, eat lunch.
I like it.
It's great. Anyway, speaking of food, what's your favorite way of preparing potatoes?
I really enjoy ordering French fries. Honestly, if I make potatoes at my house, it's either mashed potatoes or baked potatoes. Mashed potatoes even take more effort and preparation, so it's typically a baked potato.
We had a big barbecue last night, and when one of your sisters at the last minute couldn't make it, because she was in charge of the potatoes.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'll just make a bunch of mashed potatoes. And then I started thinking, I'm doing everything else. This is very labor intensive.
It's a lot of work. I know. But honestly, it's my favorite thing. In the winter, you just get a sack of potatoes and then you just cook a couple of them. And it's a really easy meal. You put some butter, salt, and pepper on it, and that's your whole meal. Maybe a little green vegetable on the side.
So I agree with you on the ordering of French fries is a favorite way to eat potatoes. But I also like, I'm a huge fan of breakfast potatoes.
Oh, you are. You're good at it.
You know, I love breakfast. I mean, all kinds of breakfast potatoes. And I don't make great hash browns at home, but I get them whenever we go out to breakfast.
You do.
For sure. But my other breakfast potatoes are pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, so I had printed out this list. There was somebody took the survey all around the United States, state by state, what's their favorite, their most popular potato in that state. So here's just a few. I'm not going to do 50 of them. Okay. Arizona's favorite is curly fries.
Oh. Idaho?
Curly fries. California. Think about this, makes sense. Garlic fries.
Interesting.
Yeah, garlic fries.
You know what I do enjoy about fries in California is that they put them in their burritos. It's usually the California-style burrito.
Yeah, Joel's has that.
So good.
Yeah, I think Jalapeno's has a California burrito now, too. In Idaho, I'm so proud of Idaho. The baked potato,
of
course.
Look at me.
Here's the funniest thing on this list. Huh. Your favorite potato by state, they took a poll in Iowa, and onion rings was the winner.
That's not a
I don't understand. I guess that kind of sums up Iowa.
Yeah.
What's your favorite potato? Oh, onion rings. What's your favorite beer? Sanka. I don't know.
What's Florida's favorite potato?
I didn't write that down.
Oh, dang.
I knew
onion rings. That makes no sense.
New Jersey's was those sticky stick potatoes, which I don't really care for. Know. Michigan is potato skins.
Okay.
That's a good argument. Sure. Minnesota is the Hasselback potato.
What does that mean?
It's cut real thin, but it stays together like the same size as the potato. Sure. Then you drizzle some oil and some...
salt and pepper?
Yeah, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then it's baked. So
okay. It's like a baked potato.
It is, but it's called a Hasselbeck potato. And I don't know if it was invented by the former Seahawk quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck, but that's their favorite. In Montana, so much like Idaho, it's the baked potato.
Baked potato.
In Nevada and New Mexico, they like their cheese fries.
Interesting.
In New York, it's something called a Belgian fry.
Okay.
I don't know. North Dakota, mashed potatoes. Oregon, mashed potatoes. South Dakota.
Mashed potatoes?
No, air fryer potatoes.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, I've
never had that. Air fryer potatoes, South Dakota's favorite. Utah, mashed potatoes. Washington, mashed potatoes. Wyoming is potato soup.
Oh, I love potato soup.
Me too. It's one of my favorite things to do on weekends in the wintertime is to make, you know, there can be so many variations of potato soup. You can put in broccoli, you put in cheddar cheese as a natural.
Come on.
Yeah. You can keep it kind of chunky or you can make it creamy and smooth. Yeah. It's, and it's inexpensive and we have the best potatoes in the world right here. So
exactly.
Why not? We are going to take our second break. When we come back, it's Bob, it's Ricky, our last second guest, or our top 10 guests this week at the last second drove to Spokane. So, we're just doing this, and when we come back, we're going to talk about beer, eggs, and the weirdest facts in each state.
Okay.
How's that?
That sounds great.
Stick around.
Kiniksu Feeds is your family-owned source for high-quality, non-GMO corn and soy-free feed in the Northwest. Using only ingredients from reputable sources that they know and trust means you know exactly what's going in your livestock feed. Only the best and cleanest ingredients are used to make complete and nutrient-dense feed for all classes of livestock. Look for Kiniksu Feeds at your local feed store or visit them online at kiniksufeeds.com. That's kiniksufeeds.com.
Taking on the responsibility of parenting due to the absence of parents is some of the most important and honorable work anyone can do. This includes grandparents raising grandchildren, aunts and uncles raising nieces or nephews, and close family friends raising a child when the parents are unable to. This is referred to as kinship. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare is celebrating and honoring children and families in kinship care while raising awareness about resources and supports that are available. Special events and activities are happening in September, including an art and expression contest designed for children and families in kinship care to share their experiences with others. For more information on resources to support upcoming activities or how to enter the Art and Expression Contest, dial 211 or visit 201.idaho.gov.
The production of this audiovisual was supported by the Federal Kinship Navigation Grant from the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Child and Families. Its contents are solely the responsibility of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare and do not necessarily represent the official views of the ACF.
We've all had something we dreamed about doing but never quite had the time to accomplish. Like competitive duck herding, human puppeteering, or exotic balloon animal art. Well, now with Northern Quest's life-changing $200,000 carefree cash payday, you can live just about any dream you dream up. Or finally move out of your mom's basement. That's your call. But I know what I'd do. Come on, fellas, let's beat it. See details at northernquest.com. Everyone has something they've dreamed about doing but never had the time or money to make happen. Like tie-dyeing poodles for sport, becoming a harmonica tuner, or a bologna sommelier. But now, with the life-changing $200,000 carefree cash payday at Northern Quest, you could live whatever dream you dream up. Or just pay off the family car. Either way, I know what I'd do. See details at northernquest.com.
I was part of trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business that takes care of its family. As summer winds down, head up to Schweitzer for scenic chairlift rides, downhill mountain biking, hiking, and village activities. The resort is open daily, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., weather permitting until Monday, September 6th. For more info, visit Schweitzer.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back. So according to a website called Eat This, Not That, which is normally tells you healthy things to eat instead of unhealthy things to eat.
Oh, sure.
But they just today came out with the best and worst beer in America.
Mm.
And they base this list with not only taste as one of the many factors, as you're about to learn, but with things like sales volume, quality of ingredients, awards won, and other metrics all weighed in. So that's how they came up with this list that you and I are going to disagree with.
Okay.
We'll go through the top, the bottom 10 of the top 20 real fast. It's a Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA. Know nothing about it. 19,
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas something something.
Oh, Little Something. Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Oh, I like that one.
Number 18, Pliny the Elder.
Yep, yeah, I like that
one. Oh, Russian River Brewing Company. Yeah. Heard of that. 17, one of my top three favorite beers, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
That one's really good.
Number 16, Samuel Adams Boston Lager.
Meh.
Eh. Number 15, Old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout.
Love it.
You do love that, right? Mm-hmm. Number 14, Stone IPA. I guess it's just Stone's IPA.
Yeah, that one's good.
This one's not. Number 12, Yungling Lager. It's back east. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. But anyway, number 11, Fat Tire. Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah, sure.
Number 10, you will agree with this, Guinness Draft.
Love it.
It's okay here in America, Guinness
Draft. Yeah, it's something they favorite.
In Europe, it's a whole different animal.
It
absolutely
is.
Yeah. Delicious.
Just, so good.
Ricky didn't even like beer until we went to Ireland and drank a lot of Guinness. She outdrank me, which is saying something.
It's a lot.
Number 9, disagree with this one too, Budweiser.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 8, Miller Lite.
Oh.
Number 7, the largest selling beer in the United States.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Nice.
That's
okay.
Number 6, very similar, and number 2 best-selling beer in the United States, Coors Light. A lot of people say they can't tell the difference between Bud Light and Coors Light.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
I like Coors Light better.
I think, yeah, a lot of people do. For some reason, I don't know what it is, because I like Coors Banquet beer, regular.
Yeah.
Coors Light, after a couple of them, it gives me a headache.
And
I've
don't
heard people
that
say that same thing about Bud Light.
Yeah.
So it's just different people.
Totally.
Number 5, which I think this deserves a number 5, Corona.
Oh, I like
Corona.
Corona
Extra. Mm-hmm. You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, Corona Extra went on sale, and they couldn't give this stuff away.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with that. Number 4, Heineken.
Oh, okay.
Which can, here in a bottle, if it's been around, it can be a little skunky sometimes.
Yeah.
But I tell you, if you ever get to Europe,
yes,
get Heineken on tap.
Yeah.
It's just like Guinness.
Amazing.
It's a whole different thing. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Number 3, another delicious beer, Blue Moon.
It's not my favorite.
Number 2, I can't disagree with this more.
Huh.
Natural Light.
What?
Yeah.
Is number 2 best beer?
According to Eat This, Not That.
Interesting.
I'm going to put the Natural Light in the Not That category.
Yeah.
And Natural Light's the number 8 best-selling beer in America. The only time I've liked it, and I used to play a lot of handball, which is very physically demanding,
yes,
we would have Natty Light after, because it's just, it's cold.
Yeah.
And you just drink it real fast.
Yeah.
And it's okay. But anyway, number 1, I could not disagree more. Busch Bavarian Beer.
What?
By the way, I just looked it up. They don't call it Bavarian beer anymore,
because
it's probably nothing to do with Bavaria, but Busch beer,
and
it's like,
and Busch.
No.
Interesting.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, that's an interesting list.
You said that you raise chickens.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
And are the eggs good?
They're delicious.
Do you think there's any difference between like a brown egg and a white egg or a discolored egg?
We've had all the chickens lay different colored eggs. So one of the eggs actually started out, we had a duck too that had, they were like really dark brown, almost black eggs.
Duck eggs?
Yeah, and then they sort of got lighter as time went on. And then some of the chicken eggs are really dark brown. Some are blue, a little bit greenish, and then some white eggs. And really, they all taste exactly the same.
Yeah, it says here that a specific breed of chicken, the color depends on the breed of chicken. For example, brown chickens tend to lay brown eggs, white chickens, white eggs. Different colored chickens, different colored eggs. There must be blue chickens somewhere in your backyard. Anyway, another myth that you probably still believe, that the dates, if you go to the store and you buy your eggs and it has a date on it, it doesn't mean the day they expire.
Ah, interesting.
It means the last day that they can sell it.
Oh.
So I buy these organic, naturally raised eggs at the grocery store. And the date will be like way off in the future. Like, oh, that's next month, you know. I can eat all these eggs. Yeah. But that's what it means. They just can't sell it after that day.
Here's the fun thing about chicken eggs. If you don't wash them off, like the eggs that we get from our chickens, and we eat them regular. There's a lot of us. We go through the eggs quickly. But if you don't wash them off, you don't have to refrigerate them. We keep them out on the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're all still alive?
Yeah.
No, see, that's another myth. You don't need to refrigerate
eggs. You don't need to refrigerate eggs.
I still do just because I'm old and I've done it all my life, and so did my mom and her mom. And my mom's mom's mom probably didn't because they didn't have refrigerators.
But, right. Yeah, you don't
Yeah, what did they do back then?
Exactly.
On the farm. They didn't have refrigerators.
In Europe, I don't think they ever refrigerate their eggs.
Some people think eggshells are inedible, but that you can eat them. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe the best way to crack an egg is on the edge of a bowl or a pan, which is what I still to this day do. But according to this, let's see, instead of wash your hands, tap the egg on the flat surface of a countertop with one hand, then check the egg and break, and you should have one crack, not a whole bunch of cracks like the side of a frying pan. It takes a little practice.
Interesting.
I had the former editor of the Bonner County David Keyes, was with on this show like, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he taught me that.
Oh, well, you crack it with one hand? And
yeah.
I have never been
live
able to
on
it.
The radio.
Wow.
People still believe we did that.
Interesting.
You know the best way to remove your eggshells from when you put your eggs in the pan?
Hmm.
If you get a little bit of shell in there. If you ever try to get it with a fork, and it's almost like the fork is making
repelling
the go,
it.
That's exactly what it is doing. Best thing to do is to wash your fingers. Just go in and get it.
Interesting.
Go in and get it.
Okay.
Did you know that? Oh, salmonella is something that happens with eggs sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you think if you're getting organic eggs or you're getting them out of your backyard and there's no chance of having salmonella, you're wrong.
Oh.
They all have equal chance of containing salmonella.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa.
But do not.
Okay.
Do not chug glasses of raw eggs like Rocky Balboa in the movie. Plus, that's gross.
Yeah.
And it's not good for you.
No.
Raw eggs are not the only dangerous part of cookie dough. So eating raw cookie dough is just a no-no.
Right. But, like, what else is dangerous? Sugar?
Let me look this up. The dough can still make a person ill, according to the FDA. Raw flour is a health risk.
Oh, interesting.
And like margarine and things of that nature are in there.
I'm pretty sure it's like 98% raw egg and then 2% flour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
My parents believed strongly that eggs were bad for your cholesterol. It's probably because that's what doctors believed way back then. But it's not true.
No.
So, I mean, some people just have naturally bad cholesterol and eat a lot of eggs. But I can't believe it, like, they wouldn't eat egg yolks. I'm going, that's the whole thing. That's where all the flavor is.
Well, and as a vegetarian, with my blood sugar issues, they actually recommend eating eggs much more than I do. I should be eating a lot more eggs.
Some people believe if you have little blood spots in your eggs that they're bad. It's not true. It's just a little blood spot.
Gross.
And some people think that eggs are basically baby chickens. So you think, oh, I'm a vegetarian or I'm a vegan, but you eat eggs. It's not a baby chicken yet.
Right.
I mean,
no.
That's where baby chickens come from.
Exactly.
But they won't come from the egg that you buy at the grocery store.
Right.
For example.
Right. We don't have a rooster, so all of our eggs are from female hen. There's no way for it to turn into a chicken.
And some people believe in the old question of what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Right.
This survey says it has to be...
the chicken.
The egg.
Oh.
The egg. Some people explain this riddle by saying chickens came from dinosaur eggs, which is a little more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. However, the simple version is that the first chicken eggs were actually mutated eggs from another bird.
Ah.
So birds evolved from dinosaurs.
Yes. I mean, look at chickens. They look like tiny dinosaurs.
Yeah. And they're weird.
Yeah.
Chickens
super
are really
weird.
Are really weird. But
yeah.
I love eggs, and those are some fun facts about eggs. We got more of this very interesting radio serious subject today right after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel, and this is Pet Talk. Our mild winter and moist spring seem to have favored the insects. That means the fleas and the ticks are more prevalent this season. Some of the ticks in our area can create problems if they get on our pets. Tick paralysis will cause a weakness, starting in the hindquarters. If not corrected, can lead to complete paralysis. Fleas, on the other hand, are more commonly noted for transmitting the tapeworm. Most people notice tapeworm segments on their pet's tail hairs if their pet has been infected. Fleas also can create an allergic condition, which results in the persistent itching, possibly forming hot spots. If you suspect any of the previous conditions, don't hesitate to call your local veterinarian. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Sandpoint Superdrug is open 7 days a week with all the essentials, including their pharmacy, immune support department, nutrition center, plus household and hardware items. They're fully staffed to get you in and out fast. Sandpoint Superdrug is working hard to make sure that they're stocked up on the things you need to keep your home and family safe. To save time, call ahead or order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help, located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
It's time to hit the open road, so make your first road trip to Specialty Auto Glass to get your windshield in tip-top shape. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even closing your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Specialty Auto Glass can repair or replace your windshield at your work, home, or any convenient location. Stay safe this summer with a visit to Specialty Auto Glass off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back. It's Bob Witte and Ricky. Normally Ricky's top 10, but for reasons I explained earlier, we're saving what was going to be this week's subject for next week. And... it all happened very last minute. So we're just talking about weird facts that we've learned over the years. And right now I have a list of weird facts about certain states in the United States. I'm not going to go through 50 of these.
Oh,
but did you know in Alabama there's a store? I think this is the only state with this. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
That has a store that sells unclaimed baggage from the airlines.
What?
Yeah. So if you ever wondered... what if somebody left their baggage and just like, oh, I don't want to go back to the airport?
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Yeah. But does it sell the bed? Is it like the store drawers where they like sell it sight unseen?
That's what I thought. I thought that would be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
But I think to make more money, they unpack it. Mm. And so after 90 days of the airlines trying to find you because you left your bag, the bag becomes theirs.
How many people do that where you just don't care about your things?
I don't know, but hang on.
Okay.
So that's where this store, the Unclaimed Baggage Center, or UBC, mm-hmm. comes in and buys them all from the airline mm-hmm. and puts them in their store in Mobile, Alabama. Mm. The original home of the Mardi Gras, by the way.
Oh.
In case for anybody doesn't know that. That's another subject. So they go that and they take out all the stuff and they sell it kind of, you know, like you would at Goodwill or something like that. But some of the weirdest stuff they've ever found in those unclaimed bags, a camera from the space shuttle.
What?
Yeah. Somebody never came back to get their suitcase with their space shuttle camera
in
it.
That's weird.
Okay. An Egyptian burial mask.
Whoa.
And one suitcase had a live rattlesnake. My conspiracy theory. They left it in there on purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird fact about Arizona. Cutting down a cactus out in the desert is illegal and can result in jail time.
That's crazy.
California. Did you know that it is both the highest elevation and the lowest elevation in the United States?
Whoa.
Yeah. Mount Whitney at, I don't know what.
Wait, Florida doesn't have the lowest elevation in the United States?
Not lower than Death Valley.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
282 feet below sea level and so hot that it's not fit for human consumption.
Yeah.
Colorado claims that the cheeseburger was invented there.
Interesting.
I find that impossible.
I don't think
it's got to be like Delaware or New York or something.
Come on, Colorado.
But I think they were the first one to trademark it at the Humpty Dumpty Drive-In in Denver in 1935.
Sure.
Again, I bet in 1835 they were making cheeseburgers in New Jersey.
Yeah, please.
Anywhere.
Come on.
Did you know in the state of Delaware?
No.
This is great radio, by the way. Chickens outnumber people 260-1.
What?
Yeah.
What are all the chickens doing in Delaware?
It's quite a small state, but they have 650 poultry farms in Delaware. I don't know. Why are we talking about chickens so much today?
Chicken party.
Did you know in Florida they have both crocodiles and alligators?
I did know that.
Yeah. In Idaho, there's a unique New Year's tradition, which is sort of like New York dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they drop in Boise?
A potato?
A giant potato drop.
All right.
It's illuminated. Glow-tato, they call it.
Oh, God.
Chicago is known as the Windy City, but not because of the weather.
Oh. Why is it called the Windy City?
It was a reference back in 1893 to the city's politicians who are said to be full of hot air.
Wow.
And if you know anything about politics in Chicago, mm-hmm. they've had nothing but problems with mayors and other politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been going on forever, so hence the name the Windy City, because they're full of hot air.
I feel like if we had Zach Hagnon on the show right now, this would be a, well, actually, kind of a moment where he would, like, school us on what really happened in Chicago.
Yeah, because he has a vivid imagination.
Yes.
There is a desert in the state of Maine.
Interesting.
Yeah. It has its own desert. It's a 20-minute drive from Portland, Maine.
Did you know that Antarctica is actually a desert because it has zero precipitation in a year?
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Mississippi is where the original teddy bear comes from?
I did not know that.
It was named after President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt.
I did know that.
And
I didn't know.
For some reason, it began in
Michigan.
In Mississippi.
In Mississippi.
Montana, this is no surprise, the home of extreme weather. They actually had a day, let's see, the temperature changed by 135 degrees.
What?
In January 14th and 15th, 1972.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Because it went from
Below zero
to over 100.
In one day in January?
In one day in January. I don't know where that 100 comes from.
Yeah.
I wish Zach were here to correct me on that.
Yeah.
You know, the popcorn capital of the United States is Nebraska.
How is that a weird fact?
Nevada.
Come on now.
Nevada has the United States' most wild horses.
Oh, I did know that.
Which is predictable.
The Marilyn Monroe movie, The Misfits.
But this one will shock you. What state has the most horses in the United States?
And it's none of the states we already talked about. Louisiana.
No.
Okay.
What? Wouldn't you say Texas?
Oh, Texas.
Or New Mexico or Nevada or maybe even California or Kentucky because the horse, race horses.
Oh, totally,
New Jersey.
Whoa.
The most horses in the United States.
We've seen I wasn't that far off. It was a wild guess.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Yeah. I don't have a good reason for that. They just have a lot of horses. New Mexico is the only state that has an official state question. And the question is,
why are you in New Mexico?
That's a good question.
Which way is Texas?
Especially with surging cases right now. New Mexico is a horrible place to be. Their state question is red or green? What are they talking about?
Hot sauce?
They are. They're talking
salsa.
About like the enchilada sauce.
Sure.
You want red or green sauce on that enchilada. Did you know the Empire State Building in New York City has its own zip code?
Whoa.
That's how many people work in there.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that. Did you know that in North Dakota, the world's largest French fry feed is held there annually? It's called the Potato Bowl.
Gross.
Ohio technically wasn't a state until recently.
Really?
Ohio's boundaries and constitution might have been approved by Thomas Jefferson in 1803, and it was welcomed into the Union as the 17th state. However, the official paperwork granting Ohio statehood wasn't completed until 1953.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So how Ohio is that? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, do we have to officially become a state? We've been a state before.
I just found this in our inbox.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
Has the most man-made lakes of any state.
That's sad.
I would have thought that was Nevada with Las Vegas and
golf courses.
And things like that. But no, it's Oklahoma. I don't understand that. Let's see. The Rhode Island has the oldest tavern in the United States, the White Horse Tavern, 1673.
We went to a tavern just about that age in England, if you recall.
Older.
We went to older ones, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a tall person, but I had to duck to get in the front door. That's how old it was.
It was very old.
Do you know the state of Texas is larger than any country in Europe?
Yes. I did know that.
Yeah. Utah. Everyone loves Jell-O in Utah.
Say that.
Okay. How's this? No joke. Utah is the Jell-O capital of the United States. Okay. They sell more Jell-O there than any other. And you know what? They can have it.
I believe that. Sure.
Let's see. Washington, the state of Washington. Six out of every 10 apples consumed in the United States is grown in Washington.
That's not surprising either.
Hence,
it's amazing.
The apple cup, et cetera.
Yes. Yeah.
Et cetera. The state of Wyoming, this is interesting.
Is it?
There's only two escalators in the entire state.
By law?
No, it's probably because there's no tall buildings.
I did. So the parents, Jan and Patty Shook, the Shook parents, the twins' parents, were driving down to Colorado to see the girls play at Red Rocks. And Patty was texting me while they were driving through Wyoming. She was like, this is the most boring state I've ever driven through. And I was like, just think of it like the Wild West and like daydream about, you know, Wyoming and the Wild West. And that's fun. And she's like, yeah, I tried that. It's still the most boring state I've ever driven through.
And the weather is radical
in
Wyoming. And hence, it's like the 10th largest geographical state in the United States and the least populated.
Yes.
So
crazy.
That makes sense. Anyway, that's a show that made zero sense for Ricky's top 10 today. We'll be back in next Wednesday with a real live top 10 things that her and her brother, who both grew up here and live here now, biggest changes in Sandpoint in their lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm back in here tomorrow with North Idaho Thursday. One of our favorite guests during this entire last 2 years of pandemic stuff, Daniel Holland from Bonner General Health.
Nice.
We'll talk about COVID and what's happening at the hospital and a plethora of subjects like that. Always great to have Daniel with us. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Wade Brown from the Demolition Derby, which is a Saturday night at the Bonner County Fair. The fair starts today. Get on out there, enjoy great food, and enjoy the 4-H kids and all that stuff going on at the fair now through Saturday. Till tomorrow, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.